This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We have talked before on the program about the big increase recently in entrepreneurship. Applications for new businesses reached nearly 5.5 million last year, a record, according to the census. For today's installment of our series, My Economy, we're going to turn to one of those businesses created in the early days of the pandemic, back when a lot of us were stuck at home, glued to our phones.
My name is Livia Atwood. I live in LA newly, and I am a matchmaker. I started a company called Liv's Love Pool during the pandemic. It started as a complete accident. I just posted something on Instagram that I thought was basically a joke, very in the vein of the other like really popular thing that was happening at the time was Love is Blind. And so I posted it like that, being like, do you want to go on a blind phone call date, like from the comfort of your home? You know, DM me 3 facts about yourself. And then I just got so many DMs. Now it's been 2 years. The pool is about 2,000 people strong now. There are several big differences that have occurred in the business. First of all, like you're not messaging me on Instagram. I now have an actual system. When I was doing it on Instagram, it was obviously absolutely free. Now we're working on rolling out kind of different tiers of payment because this base level is just $10 for 3 phone calls. But in terms of how I'm matching people, it's still 3 facts and an annoying habit. But other than that, we're really going off of gut and intuition. People were surprised that I am an entrepreneur because I am not a business-minded person. The matchmaking part, it's always been in the works. I love talking about relationships more than anything. The entire Bachelor franchise is like my literal kryptonite. And so it's kind of crazy that all of these things came together to become a business that I run. But another reason that this launched for me is when COVID started, I was laid off of all 6 of my jobs. Just boom, 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 just down the line, every position that I had. One of the funnest parts of my job that I created for myself is reading all of these bios that people send me and getting to talk to these people after I make matches. I have 6 couples that are about to hit or just hit their 2-year anniversary. My favorite couple, I feel bad about all the other couples, but I just think their love story is really crazy. The girl was in Minnesota and the boy was in Austria. They pretty much fell in love over the phone with an ocean between them, and they moved in together effectively sight unseen in France. I was so nervous when this was happening because what if one of them smells weird? What if she doesn't like how he chews? But it's been 2 years, things are going swimmingly, and they say that they're the loves of each other's lives, which is like so beautiful.
Oh, Olivia Atwood, you just got to root for her, right? She's the founder of Liv's Love Pool, lives in Los Angeles. And hey, why don't you tell us what's going on in your personal economy? There's a place you can do that, marketplace.org/myeconomy.